Okay, today's daf is Bechorif's daf Lamed Test. Just scheduling note, there won't be a shir up on Sunday. So, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue Be'ez Hashem Monday, but Sunday there won't be a shir up. Okay, but we continue today Lamed Ches Amid Beis in the discussion of Mumin, of the animal. So we discussed in the first Mishnah ear Mumin, and now the last Mishnah, and this Mishnah is all about eye Mumin. So the Mishnah mentioned that if there is an animal that has white spots or water that consistently is coming out of the eyes, that would be a Mum. How long does one have to have the white spots for? So we said 80 days. How does one know if one has this, if an animal has this eye ailment that water is constantly coming out? So the Mishnah describes that there is a potential cure. You have to feed the animal certain types of grains for a certain amount of time, and if they eat these grains in a certain amount of time in the proper way, and they still don't get healed, so that shows it's a mum kavua. But if not, so that is a mum over. This relates definitely to the Deya and Tosfos that we discussed yesterday. The second day of the Tosfos for Siman Eich by Barka, where Tosfos said that if one can heal the ailment, that doesn't make a difference. It has to be, it's mum kavua unless it gets healed by itself. Even if one can give a trufa, medicine, so that's still called a mum kavua. So I have to figure out exactly how Tosfos relates to this Mishnah, because in this Mishnah it seems like that if I could give a certain type of grain in a certain method, in a certain way, so that would heal, so that would show that it's not a mum kavua, unless that's a reflection, not a cause of the healing process. Either way, okay. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that by the white spots you have to wait for 80 days. Or Chananya ben Atikin has said you have to check 3 times during the 80 days. We mentioned that the Reishis Bikurim has the suffix. I wanted to read it today. We didn't get to read it yesterday. About what if somebody has an ailment? The animal has an ailment that goes back and forth. It comes and goes. So we say you have to check 3 times during 80 days. And we'll see, you have to spread it out. But Tosfos wonders, is that really true? What would be the case if somebody has an ailment that goes back and forth? Yesh lis tapik, b'mum over lefi sha'a, v'yachar kach chozer, v'chein la'olam. Like, let's say, a week of sickness and 2 weeks no sickness. A week of sickness, 2 weeks no sickness. What is that called? It's kavua coming back in a pattern, but it is not kavua on the animal. Kimo itim chalim itim shota. Just like a person who is sometimes mentally stable and sometimes not mentally stable. Ichashav mum over. Kivon shi yachzer l'kamo shahaya. Maybe that's called temporary because there are times that the animal is healthy. Ulafi hanire, so he says, according, it would appears to me, kivon da tam dein shochtan al mum over. Mishum de nechshav tamim l'ratzon l'achareze. Since the reason that you're allowed to shecht by a mum over is because there's going to be a time in the future where it will be considered tamim. Avze havi tamim l'acharzman. So too, this is tamim l'acharzman. Kivish yishman be time shiroi l'akravas. So he thinks I would say that it is called a mum over because there will be times that it will be ra'ui. But then he says maybe not. After b'shashu tamim. No, he says, maybe not. When it's tamim, you're like, well, it's not going to always be tamim. So he really doesn't have an answer. He just goes back and forth, but he brings up that question, v'yakati tsarech iyin. Interesting question of the Reishis Bikurim. Okay, so now we get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are ways to give the animal certain grains and see if it's a mum kavu or not. So here we go. Ve'elu hein mayim hakavuin. This is how you know whether the tears in the water that's coming out of the animal's eyes is kavu or not. If he eats the moist and the dry grain of fields that are fed by rain, geshamim, lach v'yavei shel shlachim, or the moist and the dry grain of shlachim, fields that rely on irrigation. They do not rely on the rain. Right? The difference between Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. The difference, right? The Nile could be irrigated. The Eretz Yisrael cannot. We rely on geshamim. We'll go with the Bach's girsa now. Shel shlachim, aval ochal hayavish v'yachar kach ochal halach. The Bach says that if the animal ate the dry and then ate the moist, eino mum, that does not show anything, ad sheyochal hayavish achar halach. Until they eat the moist first and then the dry grain. It's the only way it's going to work. The Mishnah says, whether it is grain from a field that's fed by irrigation or by the rain, Either way, one has to first eat the moist grain and then eat the dry grain. And if an animal does that and he doesn't get healed from his eye watering sickness, so then that shows that it is a mum kavua. Okay, so Masisa Manir Yehudahi, who is our Mishnah Liger Yehuda, the Tanya, Chavarvar Kavua. Well, first we're going back to the first part of the Mishnah, which said that, how long does it have to last? 80 days. So who is that according to? Masnida Mani Rabbi Yehuda Hidatanya Chavarvar Kavua Arboam Yom Umayim Akavuim Shmonim Yom Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the white spots is 40 days and the water is 80 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chavarvar Shmonim Yom. No, even the Chavarvar is also 80 days, like our Mishnah says. Okay, we're not talking about human healing here, but keep in mind the cherim of the Gaonim when it comes to applying this to humans. Well, we'll get to that by the Shem in the next parak, right? This parak is all about movement of the animals, and then we'll get to in the next parak, we have Mumin Elu on Daf Mem Gimel. The next parak is Mumin Elu, Bein Kavuin, Bein Ovrim, Poslim Ba'adam, V'yesser Alayim, then it talks about more Mumin. Again, these are the two prakim here in Bechoras that talk about all Mumin, which are very Lamaisa, Bizman HaMikdash. We just don't appreciate it right now because we don't have these halachas, but it's Bizman HaMikdash, it is very Lamaisa. But keep in mind that any type of medicinal or healing process when it comes to humans, so that we don't rely on what it says in the Gemara anymore, right? And there's even an Isser. The Rashban Yavamas quotes a Cherim of the Gaonim that says we are not allowed to even try using medicines that come from, that are based on what it says in the Gemara for various reasons. Either because if it doesn't work, we're going to make fun of the Gemara, or we don't exactly know what the Gemara means in amount or in, unit, what we're talking about. Maybe the Gemara says one thing, we think it's this, and really it's something else. Or the amount too much or too little. Number two. Or number three, Nishtanu Ativim. Right? Maybe, certain, our bodies have changed it to a certain degree that it used to work, but it doesn't work, right? And it's not so hard to fathom. You know, sometimes people live in different climates. Their bodies acclimate to different things. Right, so it's not crazy to think that if people live at different time periods and they're used to different things and their bodies used to different things, so then, you know, it's not they react differently to ingesting various herbs, various medicines. So for those three reasons, we say that we're not allowed to use the Refuah Sheva Talmud, there's a Cherim of the Gaonim, to use it. Again, for those three points. Number one, we don't know what it is. Number two, we'll make fun of it, even if it doesn't work. Those two are related. And number three, because of Nishtanu Ativim. Okay, but now we're talking about animal, healing. Either way. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah first said that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Well, 80 days. But in the Mishnah, the Brisa continues and says, so what is the healing process for the potential healing process that you test with? And if the animal's not healed, then you know it's a mum kavua. So, ve'elu ein amayim akavuim. Achalach v'yavesh shel. The Bach changes, shel base habal. V'lo lach v'yavesh shel base hashlachin. Okay, either way, it's basically the same girsa that we have in the Mishnah. We'll just read it straight this time. Like the Mishnah said, the only time that it's a good test is if you eat the moist grain. And that moist grain, what does moist grain mean? It doesn't mean you soak it in water. It means from the rainy season. The grain from the rainy season, and then you eat the grain from the dry season. The Brisa, though, only mentions Beis HaShlachin, does not mention Beis Habal, only mentions grain from an irrigated field, Beis HaShlachin, where it was Nishlach, it was sent to the water, and not from Beis Habal, where it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rain, the Baal. V'yeshdu giba chadashim, and you should treat it for 3 months. Semicolon, the end of the Brisa. So we brought that Brisa for the first half. Rabbi Yehuda says 80. But once it's here, we're going to ask on the second half. Vatravayu tanini. In our Mishnah, it says that you can use grain from either type of field. Achalach v'yavi shal gshamim. Lach v'yavi shal beis hashlachin. You can use it from fields of the rain, fields that are fed by rain and fields fed by irrigation. Well, that's what our Mishnah says both. But this Brisa only says beis hashlachin, which are irrigated. So the Gemara says, chisurei mechsura v'hachitani. No, chisurei mechsura, Rashi says, masnisen. Right? Sometimes it's clear which chisur mechsura is going on here. It's not. So Rashi has to emphasize chisur mechsura of the Mishnah. Vahachi katani. And this is how the Mishnah should read. Achalach v'yavi shel gishamim harei zemum. Beis hashlachin eino mum. Only the grain from a rain field works the test. That's a mum. Beis hashlachin, would not, reflect a mum if he doesn't get healed from taking this medicine. Uta geshamim nami, and even in the field of geshamim, the grain from a field of geshamim, achal yavish v'achar achal lach, eno mum, achiyochal yavish achar ha'lach. Period. Chsura Mechsura comes out many places in Shas. Achronim, we showed him already a little bit, but Achronim really bring out, what exactly does that mean? Chsura Mechsura, we were missing words? So most of the time it feels that way. Reuven Margolis writes in one place, Chesuri Mechsera rather means that there were early versions of the Mishnah that were understood in certain ways, and even the later Tanaim knew that it wasn't so understandable by the way that it was formulated itself, but they wouldn't change it. They wouldn't change the versions, even though they knew. Chesuri Mechsera means more of a chisaron in our understanding. Achsura Mechsura, that it's missing words. Even though sometimes it seems like opposite. But Reuven Margolis writes that, no, there had certain versions earlier and they just kept those versions as they went through codifying and putting together the Mishnahs. They kept the language of the Mishnah, even though it might be somewhat misleading. Reuven Margolis himself is of the opinion that Reuven Nasi didn't even write the Mishnah. You imagine this Machlokas in the past. It's known as Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi in a few places seems to say that Reuven Nasi didn't write the Mishnah, but he just put together, he compiled it, but it still wasn't written until later on in history. Right? It comes up sometimes the Gemara will say on a Mishnah, like the first Daf in Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun about Shoeva or Chashuva. He said, so Beis HaShoeva or Chashuva. So what's the word? And the Gemara says, Madatani, this is Lo Mishtabish, Madatani, that is Lo Mishtabish. Right? If you have two different words, so Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, what do you mean two different words? You know, why don't you look in the Mishnah? So Rav Maariv Chayes there in Sukkah Daf Nun says, oh, all right, the Mishnah was not written down Bisman Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So most Achronim say, what? No. Of course it was written down in the days of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. Let me go back a step. That's what the Maariv Chayes holds. Maariv Chayes holds that. That's the Raya. Rabbi Margolis argues on the Maariv Chayes. Rabbi Margolis says, no, of course it was written down in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. What does it mean there? It means, obviously, if you have a text written down, it can be missing a letter here and a letter there. But most we show him, he says, based on the Rambam and a number of places, holds that he did write down the Mishnah. But still, Chisurei Mechsera means, this he did say, that even if they have a version of the Mishnah that doesn't seem to be so clear, they did not change the wording. They kept it, right, because of the covet of the Rishonim, the earlier Tanoim that helped, that learned the Mishnah this way, and they understood it in this way. So we kept it in our Mishnah, even though it's a Chisaron in our Das, and that's part of the Mesorah. Part of our Mesorah is that we have the Gemara, the Chisurei Mechsera. This is how we're supposed to understand the Mishnahs. Either way, interesting historical machlokes about when exactly the Mishnah was nechtav, was written down. Pashas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right, wrote it down. That's what, Eis Lasos Lashem Efeiru Tarasecha, right, he was the one that quote-unquote had to violate the halacha of Dvarim Sheba Peh, Iyata Reshoi, Lichtovotam, and he violated that. We mentioned in the past Rabbi Yosef Engel, who has a diuk in a remez in a pasuk in Tehillim from the fact that Rebbe did this, and he says it's in the context of talking about the phrase Omer Ani, which only appears by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in Shas. Okay, either way, another time. Let's get back to this Gemara now, but that is Chisurei Mechsera. Good. So v'yeshter give a chadashim, and you have to do this test for 3 months. Eini, is this really true? You have to do it for 3 months. V'atanya. V'ha'ab. Right on the side it says, Vatanya, that word is Mishulau Havana. What it's doing here. We're not quoting a Brisa here. Okay, we quoted it. Vaharav Idi bar Avin Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiyan say the following. Adar v'nisan lach. Those 2 months produce moist grain. Elul v'tishrei yavesh. And Elul and Tishrei produced dry grain. Right, Elul is at the end of the summer and Tishrei is before the rainy season starts. So it sounds like from here, from this statement, that you need 4 months. Right, you need 4 months of the moist and the dry grain, not just 3 months. So the Gemara says, no, Ema Adar V'chatzi Nisan, Lach, Elo V'chatzi Tishrei Yavesh. Add it up as 3 months. It's not 4 months, it's only half of one of those months. Period. Okay, some more details about this medicine for the animal. So Yibay Lohu, Lach Bizman Lach, V'yavesh Bizman Yavesh. Does this have to be given? Does this trufa, medicine, have to be given at the time that these grains appear in the field? You have to give the moist grain in the rainy season, b'zman lach, and you have to give the dry grain in the dry season. Odilma lach v'yavish b'zman lach. Or do you give both of them b'zman lach? It doesn't make a difference when it grew. You could even give the yavish b'zman ha-lach. You're not going to be able to give the lach b'zman ha-yavish because then it will be misyavish. But you give the yavish b'zman ha-lach. So tashma, dam rav yidi bar avin, am rav yitzchak bar shian, what we just quoted. Adar v'nisan lach elul v'tishrei yavish. Doesn't that mean when you're giving it? So Gemara says no. Dilma peyrei de elul v'tishrei machil no leif ba'adar v'nisan. Maybe it's talking about the types of fruit. So there's no raya from this statement. This fruit, so that might just be talking about the types, but not talking about the times. Rabbi Yisrael was just talking about the types. Okay. The kama machilin also. How much do you have to give the animal each time? Oh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Pinchas ben Arova, ki grogaris. Well, the size of a grogaris, size of a dried fig, which is a common shear in halacha, especially Hilchos Shabbos. Amar Rava, boy b'mar Rava. Rava says they asked in Eretz Yisrael, ki grogaris b'seuda rishona. How often do you have to give the animal this in order to tell whether it's a mamkavua? Do you have to give it the first meal of the day or every meal of the day? If you want to say you give it at the first meal, do you give it on an empty stomach or afterwards? Right? Some medicines need to be taken on an empty stomach and some the opposite. Kisama. Right before you eat it, that's for sure going to help. It's like medicine, right? Like medicine of a human, right? So that's for the, that would make it seem like it for sure would work before. Is it also effective after the animal eats? Is it also going to be effective? Kodem shtia or la'achar shtia? What about drinking? Could you give it before or even after? The kodem shtia vade mali le kisari. Before drinking, for sure it works like sari, like barley, which is always works for before, which works before shtia. La'achar shtia mai. Would it also work after shtia? Let's just finish the line and then I'll make a comment. Kasher mutter. Does it work even if the animal is tied up and it feels like enclosed? Oh, mutter. Oh, it has to be only when the animal feels relaxed and loose. Mutter vadi malile. For sure, if the animal's loose and feels relaxed, Rashi says, nichale alma. He's in a good mood because he's not chained up. Kasher mai. What if he is tied up? Would it work? Levado o im chavero. What happens if he's, would it work even if he's alone and he feels lonely? Or only if he's with his friends? With his, with the chevra? Im chavero vadi malile. With his friends, if for sure would work. The importance of a chevra. Levado mai. But what about alone? Would it work? Ba'ir ubasade. Or obasade. In the city or in the field. Right? Would it work even in the city where he feels claustrophobic because he has all of these houses and people around, or only in the sada? But sada vadimadila, he likes being in the burbs, right? In the sada. Be'ir mai, what about in the city? Right? He does not like the animals don't like being cooped up in the city. Boy Ravashi, intip salomar basada, what if you say fine a sada, you need ginas mukhalir mai. What if you have a garden? So you'll like trick the animal, make him think that he's out in the suburbs. But you're in the city is with a garden, mai. So teku. All those questions, we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to tell us which of these is a real truth. Or you might say, why don't you just check and see what works? The answer is, it's not just about that, but it's about a Mesorah that we have. Just like we have by Treifus, so do we have here. Two Ha'aras. Number one, so it says that the animal is a different animal when it has a Chevra. It's a Chevra, it's a different state. So we like to mention the Ha'ara of Chaim Shmulevitz. Beautiful Ha'ara where he says on Sefer Eov, we know the Satan, tests Eov by taking away everything. He takes away Rachmanos on his family and his money and his everything he takes away. But what's the whole Sefer about? It's about Eov talking to his friends. So why didn't he take away his friends? He took away everything. If he wanted to depress him and make him upset, so why didn't he take away his friends? So if Chaim Shmulevitz says, because then he would for sure die. A person can't live without a chevra. Right? And Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, do whatever you want, but don't touch him. Touching his chevra would be touching him. The importance of those around us and a human being a social creature, and we have to be involved in the world. We have to have somewhat of a chevra. Number one. Number two, the Gemara here asks about barley. It says barley for sure. Barley throughout Chazal is known as animal food, which is exactly what we're talking about. animal fodder. This is talked much about in Inyane Shavuos and Pesach. We know the two karbanos, the poles of the days of Svira on Pesach, is the karbana omer that comes from barley. The only karban that comes from barley. One of the two karbanos, also karban of Isha Sota, but one of the two karbanos mincha that come from barley. All the other ones come from wheat. And that's why Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, the special karban seber that's run on Shavuos, comes from wheat. So many of the Bali Musar explain that's the process of Svira, going from the level of animal. When we didn't have the Torah, we're just getting out of Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and that's why Machal Seorim is the message, animal fodder, all the way up to Shavuos, when we get the Torah, and now we're on the level of man, Machal Chitim. Machal Chitim, and that's the switch from Seorim to Chitim. Number two. Number three, third Ha'ara, to mention, and that is once we're talking about eating early and eating on an empty stomach, just the Chazer, what about eating before davening? We're talking about animals here, but we could relate this to ourselves also. What are they eating before davening? This is before Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simen Peites Siv Gimel the importance of this halacha, learned out from a pasuk. V'lo lecho v'lo lishtos. We'll start from the beginning. Asilo l'zasik v'tzrachav o leilich l'aderech ad yispal tefila shmon esrei. Person can't be involved in other things. He's not supposed to get up and go to work for an hour and then daven. He's supposed to daven first thing in the morning. Right? This, in Yonah Diyome, somebody checked their email before davening. It was mamish like an obsession. We can't not, why not? Why not? Talk to God first before answering anything and talking and checking. Did I check? Did I check my Moda'ani? Did I check my Birchas HaShachara mailbox yet? Gotta talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, before anybody else. So that's why we could put this in Asur, to be Osik B'Tzrachav. So, add in. Right, the Mishnah Berurah. Email. What? Could you learn? So that's not yours. That's HaKadosh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sure you can learn. So Asur Lo Lithar, that's not your Tzrachim. You should make it your Tzrachim. Right, but that's not really one's tzrachim. So asur l'tzad b'tzrachim olei l'chladerach achis palo tefilas shmon esrei. Right, until you daven. So that's, we have to try to growing up when we're kids, we always check the scores before davening. We always check, but now we have the same type of immature. You know, we have to check the scores. We have to check when we're older. We have to check the news. We have to check. Why? Just go to davening. Check it out. We have the whole day. The whole day, so maybe that's something that we can work on. Anyway, so it's asur, and then the Shulchan Aruch has v'lo lecho v'lo lishtos, and not to eat or drink before davening. But water, yes. And here's the Mishnah Berurah with a big discussion. What about coffee? What about coffee with milk, without milk, with sugar, without sugar? Right? All of the, that he says, kol shekein, you shouldn't drink mashka sheikhar shakor and beer. I don't know if he's having a beer before davening. Vadai aser. V'tiva coffee mutter l'shtoso. Uve prapim koa shirigilim behem. Below sugar below cholov. V'yola nogin l'hake l'shtosim atzucker. L'maisa, it seems that if a cup of coffee is going to help a person have kavana during davening, then that is mutter. That's considered sorich of the davening. And therefore, if somebody needs their caffeine intake, their first one of the day, before davening, so then, yesh makom l'hakel. Something for medicinal reasons. Somebody needs for, right, the doctor says that you need to eat something beforehand, especially on a Shabbos morning. It's going to be a couple hours. You need to have some calories in. So then there is flexibility, as long as it can be defined as eating, not for one's own benefit, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ha'chalim u'mashkin l'refuah mutter, that would be, okay, if somebody has an issue, then they ask a shayla, but again, this halacha, the first halacha, about eating in the morning. Piskei Tshuvos discusses this, all of this, right, what's considered refua, better kavana, v'chulu. Okay, so this is all a couple of ha'aris that we were able to take out from this these Imtim Salomars. Okay, we continue. Rechim ben HaTikin HaSomer, v'chulu. Rechim ben HaTikin says 80 days. I got to check this 3 times in 80 days. So how do you do it? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. So it's the first, you go to your animal, you notice it has this watery blemish, right? Watery eyes. So you have to check it 3 times. So just be methodological and parallel in the checkings, and you should have an equal time in between the checkings. Amar b'nachon b'yisla uvavashi yu mishulashim. It's got to be mishulish. Rashi says every 26 and a half days. Right, so you get 3 times in 80 days, every 26 and a half days, you have to check. Boy, mine Pinchas achud amar Shmuel mishmuel. Shmuel's brother, Pinchas, asked him, acha velo itzi. What happens if the animal went through this process and did not become healed? So when do we say the mum occurred? L'mafreya have muma? Omikan alahaba avimuma. Sounds lundish, right? Do we say, once he does not get healed, that reflects that he had a mum 3 months ago? Or, now that it didn't work, so right now it's called a mum kavua. Right, lamai nafkamina? What's the difference? Lemimal bepidyono. What if this one violating me'ila on its pidyon? What does that mean? Right when I noticed, Rashi explains, right when I noticed that this animal has a potential mum kavua, he has this eye-watering thing, and I'm going to check it for the next 3 months, but right away, I take money, and I already, if it's going to get a mum kavua, then I'm going to have to be po to it. Right? But if it doesn't get a mum kavua, so then I'm going to have to take, then it's going to be a carbon. But what happens if I'm poted before I know for sure? I take money and I designate the money, I'm a chal the kedusha onto the money right away, before I go through this process. And then a month later, before the process is finished, I use the money by mistake. I forget that I was already poted, I switched it. And then later on, 3 months later, boom, it turns out to be a mum kavua. So what do I say about the, it wasn't a mum kavua, I didn't know earlier when I first was poted it. That's the question. So, if I say lamafreya, it was a mum, and therefore I could have been poded already originally, and I did. So that money already had kedusha during the interim period, and therefore mal, that's considered the isra meila. But if it goes mikan ula haba, if it's only mum kavua from right now, so lo ma'il. So then there is no meila by the earlier money because it was a carbon, it was a betalus basically until that time. It didn't have a mum yet. So my, what's the halacha? So Shmuel hears this from his brother. He says, "Ah, Kari Shmuel Alei Shmuel said a pasuk in Yishayo, Pischim buzzazu buzz. Pischim, the lame people, buzzazu buzz, they spoiled a city. What does that mean? I mean, you don't assume that lame people are going to spoil a city. So Shmuel is basically giving his brother a compliment. What an awesome question! I didn't expect that from you. Right, so it's a compliment, even though he's noting that maybe he didn't expect it. So Rashi says, "Ata incha mechudad." So it's a the rove of it is a compliment, even though he's acknowledging that he didn't expect that from his brother. V'shalta shela kazush eini yodei tshuva. I have no idea what the answer is. Says Shmuel. Great question. You stumped me. Said Shmuel to his brother. Okay, period. This sugya of Me'ila is a very large one. It's a whole Masechta that Bezram will get to soon. But one of the questions that the Achronim ask in Me'ila is it a unique Isser? Unique Isser. There's an Isser in Me'ila, and it does not have a parallel in Halacha. Or, the other way to look at it is that it might be a form of Gezel. A special form of Gezel when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Reb Chaim assumes, based on a discussion of Tosfos. Tosfos, who's Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila, he quotes Tosfos that deals with the halacha of a worker. Halacha is that a worker that's in a field is allowed to work and eat from the field. Let's say I have a worker in a vineyard. So he's allowed, as he's collecting my grapes, he's allowed to eat some level. He can't totally eat me out, but he could eat a certain level of amount of grapes. If he's working in the vines, he's working in the olive groves, he could eat some olives. Whatever it is, that's the halacha. Right? The pasuk later on in Sefer Dvarim. But, obviously, if there are any other isurim involved, let's say he's a nazir and he's working for me. Is he allowed to eat my grapes? Of course not. Of course not. I allow this implicit mechila, so it's not called gezel. Not called gezel. That's why he's allowed to eat them. But if there's any other isra involved, if he's a nasir and he's eating grapes, and what if it's arla, any of these, so then of course he's not allowed to violate all isurim just because he's working in my field. So, Tosfos asks that, he points out that there is a pasuk in the Gemara that teaches us reacha limute hekdish. There's a pasuk that teaches me that if the grapes or if my field happens to belong to the Beis HaMikdash, you need a pasuk to tell me that the worker is not allowed to eat from that field. So Reb Chaim, as a Tosfos asks, what do you need a pasuk for? You don't need a pasuk for any other Isser. You don't need a pasuk for Nazir and wine. You don't need a pasuk for other Isurim, Arla. And all of a sudden, the Gemara requires a pasuk to tell me, the worker, you might think that he can eat it if it's hektish, kamash balan, you can't eat it. Says Reb Chaim beautifully, because the Havamina is that hektish, mi'ila, is a form of gazel. And just like regular gezel doesn't apply to these grapes, this automatic allowance of the owner for the worker to be able to partake of the fruit that he's involved in, so too you would have thought me'ilo, which is a fancy form of gezel. Gezel from the mikdash, kamash one you can't. But that's why there's a havamina specifically there, and not by the others. And he says that's why, also by me'ila, the shir is shavah pruta, and that's why it could combine l'zman meruba, you do a little me'ila today, a little me'ila a week later, right, it could combine, because it has that dini mamanis gezel element. That's a important, Reb Chaim, in me'ila perches halacha aleph, again, me'ila is a big topic, Reb Yosef Engel in Asman Daraisa also deals with this, formulation is, Beinyan Isser Hektish, im hu ach misibas hakinyin, hoel v'shel gavoahu al karchach yeshbo kedusha, the usser umoalin bo, right, it's more of the formal gezel connection, odilma hakdusha dar b'fnei atzmohu. But the issue is bizayon hektish. It's a bizayon of hektish. What's the focus on me'ila? Again, that is, comes up in the discussion in the achronim. Okay, let us get to the next Mishnah. Next Mumin, Mishnah, Chotmo Shenikav, now Nose Mumin. If the nose got a hole in it, Vishenifka Mishenisak, or got mutilated a little bit, or got cracked, any of those are Mumin. Svaso Shenikva Shenifka Ma Vishenisketa, or a Shenistika, or a lip that got cracked, or got a hole, or got ruined. Tan Rabbanan, Nikvu Chotmin Zelatoch Zemi Bachutz, Hare Zemum. The hole in the nose does not apply if only there's a hole between the two nostrils, and it cannot be seen from the outside. That's not a mum. A mum is only if it can be seen from the outside. Mi bifnim ein o mum. From the inside, it's not a mum. Interesting, when the Rambam quotes this is only a mum by animals and not by people. The Kesem Mishnah wonders. Right? It says if they're by people, even if you have a mum on the outside, it's not a mum. So when the Akronim say, maybe because human beings, once they started having nose rings, right? So the Rachel Imenu, right? So once they started having nose rings, so maybe then that reflects that it's not, maybe, did it become not a mum? It wasn't a mum in the first place. Either way, that's his suggestion. That's why it's only by animals, which is somewhat strange because animals also have, whenever you have a lot of times in the animal's nose, right? What's going to hold the leash? What's going to hold the chain? By camels and by others, right? The Mishnayos and Shabbos talk about animals going out with the different things in its nose. So I think also those were used to animals having that in the nose too. Okay, weiter. Svasa shenikva v'shenifka mavishnistika amre papa tu rabar de sifsei. Only the outside part of the lips that could be seen from the outside. If it's an inner part of the lip, so it's not a problem. Masnisid. Next, we have this Mishnah already. Chutin hachitzonos shenifkemu b'shenigmemu. If the outer gums that were affected, that is a mum. Hapanimim shenekru, the inner ones that you can't really see, that's only if they're totally uprooted. Totally uprooted, not just damaged a little bit. Rabbi Chanina ben Tekenes Omer, ein botkin min hatiyomes. We don't check from the other gears that the Bach has is mat imos. We'll read it, tiomes v'lefnim. Tiomes literally means twins. Tiomes, like a tiomes on the top of a lulav. Tiomes, the twin, the two pieces that are next to, close together. So, you don't check from a tiomes. What does tiomes here mean? It means the twin teeth, it means the molars. The molars. So you don't check from the molars on in. That's called inside, and it's not a mum. V'af lo es a tiomes, and the tiomes itself also is not checked. Tan Rabbanan. Hatiyomes, ezeo tiyomes, min hatiyomes v'lefnim, v'tiyomes atzma k'lefnim. The Gemara will talk about what exactly this Bryce is talking about. The tiyomes, what is the tiyomes? From the tiyomes and in, and the tiyomes is called inside, and therefore there's no mumen on those, because those are called bifnim. Reb Yeshua ben Kaputsa yomer, ein shochten ela ala chitzonas bilvad. No, you only shecht an animal, you only say it's a mum kavua for a carbon and it allows shechting by the chitzonos. What's the difference between the two opinions? We'll see. Reb Chanina ben Tekenes Omer, ein mashgichen al tiyomes kalikir. Don't worry about the tiyomes. Meaning what? So Rashi explains he's the most mekel shita. It's not even a psul lagabi mizbeach. Like Mati said at the end of Shir yesterday, there are some mumin that you wouldn't be able to bring on the mizbeach, but you still wouldn't be able to shecht it because there's a mum kavua for Bechar. There are some that have limbo, as has been implicit. But this mum, Rechei Ben Tigenes says, by any problem in the tiomes, The first opinion is held that it was a problem, but he says it's not a problem at all, even to be makrovid on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Maika Amar. What was the Braisa talking about? What's Maika Amar? It said, what is the Tiyomes from the Tiyomes and in? What did that phrase mean? Visu and also Bishua ben Kaputsoi, Haino Tanakama. It's the same Shita. First two opinions. So our answer is no. Chisuri Machsor of Alkintani. No, again, second Chisuri Machsor of the day. This is what it means. Ezeu apnimis. What does it mean, pnimis? When the Mishnah said that the pnimis, if it's damaged, is not a mum. But if it's totally uprooted, it is a mum. What pnimis? Min ha-tiyomes v'lefnim. That's the tiyomes and in. That's called the pnimis. V'tiyomes asbak v'lefnim. And the molars themselves are called in. And therefore, a mum in them would not be a problem. Ba'med dvar ma'murim she'nifkemu v'she'nigmemu. The inner ones are not a problem, only if they're damaged. Avol ne'ek ru'shochlir. If they're totally out, so then you do shech the animal on that. That's called a mum kavua for bechor. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kaputsoi Omer, ain't shot. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, ain't shochten ella al hachitzonos. But you only shech on the outer ones. Avala pnimios shene'ekru. Pnimios shene'ekru do affect the animal, but not totally. Mishchat alay lo shachtinan. Avala psule mifsal. They're limbo. They're enough of a mum that you can't be makrovid on the Mizbeach. That's mifsal, but they're not enough of a mum that you could shecht it to consider it a mum kavua for hilchos bechor. Right? So you have to wait. You have to wait, and hopefully the owner will, try to wait long enough for this animal to get a different mum. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, the opposite, the most makel, a mashkichan al, most makel in terms of bringing it on the Mizbeach. A mashkichan al tiyomas kolikter, vafilo afsule lo ifsal. It's not nifsal for the Mizbeach, even, at all. So, if an animal is missing an inner organ, does that make it a balmum? So, regarding what halacha? Lomai. If it's for bechor. I mean, if the animal is missing an inner organ, could you shecht it? No. It says it has to be a lame or blind. I mean, it has to be clear on the outside. Same thing. It's got to be clear. So, of course, it's not going to be a problem for either of these. So le'eshchute ule ifruke lo'i bailan. So our question isn't regarding whether you're allowed to shecht it or redeem it, because that's the shura, as we just said. Kimi bailan le'ifsule. The question is it nifsal le'mizbeach? It's not enough to shecht for a bechor. It's not enough to be a full balmum, but is it nifsal? Is it nifsal? That's our question. My tamim yiyalarazo namarachmana. The Torah says you have to have an animal that is a total tam. Tamim in chisarun lo, and this is it's missing an organ. Odilma no. See on the side. Tamim yiyalarazo kalmum. Tamim is put next to the pasuk of kalmum lo yiabo, so we compare mamum meavroi achisarun meavroi. Just like mum is only on the outside clear, so to the requirement of tamim, which excludes chisarun, something missing is only if it is visible. So that's the shaila. Is there mechusar aver when it comes to mi bifnim? So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Veshtei aklayos. One brisa says two kidneys. V'lo bakulya achas lo bashalash klayos. And not one or three kidneys. Right, that would be a mum. V'tanya idach. Another brisa says yissi rena. You must remove it. V'rabos bakulya achas. To include a one-kidneyed animal. So machlokas tanoim, machlokas in brises, whether a one-kidney animal is okay. So what's the machlokas about? Savrua, so we say, stekuli alma ein birya ba'achas. Let's assume that they all agree that you can't have an animal with one kidney. An animal wasn't born with one kidney. Let's assume that. V'hamechser chaser. And it for sure lost it along the way at some point. It probably had two, was born with two, and then it lost it along the way. So, lema v'hakim mifli. Let's see, and this is the machlokas. The mar savar, chisarun mivim shmei chisarun, mar savar, chisarun mivim lo shmei chisarun. Right? Isn't that what the machlokas is about? And that answers our question, and it's a machlokas. Some of chiyabar Yosef, no. To kuleyama yesh birya ba'achas. Everybody agrees that sometimes animals are created, deformed, with only one kidney. V'chisarun mivim shmei chisarun. And if it lost one along the way, it would be a problem. The lokasha. No, what's the, and there's no even machlokas in these brises. It's different cases. Kan kishenivra abishtayim v'chasru. The case that passels, the first brise is where it had two and it lost it. Kan kishenivra ba'achas meikara. Therefore, that's not a mum. If it was created, deformed, it was born deformed with one kidney, that wouldn't be a problem for a mumin. Because it didn't lose anything. Says the Gemara, how could you say that's the case of the first brisa? That it was, It was nechsar. V'hadumya d'shalosh k'tani. It says 1 and 3. Both of them are excluded. So ma'shalosh me'ikara v'achas me'ikara. You have to see the first price is talking about animals that have these things born with it. Just like you're born with 3, you're born with 1. And then Brisa still says it's pasul. So the Gemara says, Ela hacha b'yesh birya me'ikara kamiflagi. The machlokas is, are they born with it? The Chazonish says, pushed up against the wall. This really sounds like a machlokas and metzias, which you don't like to say, but it sounds like this is what it is. Unless you say there's a certain small percentage of the animals, and is that significant to take into halachic consideration. Okay, that's what you can say also. Mar sabar yesh bir yabachas. Mar sabar ein bir yabachas. That's the machlokas. Or another possibility, get all these possibilities, suggesting that they're arguing about something else, not about our original question, about whether there is mechusar eiver on a inner organ. Right? So that question was not answered, because there are many other issues that might be the subject of this machlokas. For Biochanan Amar, to call Yamein Bir Yabachas. Everybody agrees that no animal is born with 1. V'chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron. And maybe chisaron mibifnim is a chisaron. V'lo kasha, kasha chasra kodem shchita, kasha chasra la'achar shchita. Maybe the question is, did it lose it before or after shchita? Right, we're talking about a carbon here. So did it lose it before or after shchita? Maybe that is the question. Just before we turn over, just want to offer, we're talking about a three-legged animal. So why, a three-kidneyed animal. Why is that bad? Why is that so bad? So you have an extra kidney. So if you're missing a kidney, okay, there's less chiyus in there, but why is an extra kidney so bad? So this is a Rambam. So the before the Rambam, the principle of Masechet Eilutreifus in Chulin, which we had the principle of Yeter Kenatul Dami. Sometimes something extra could be looked at halachically as if it's taken away. Kind of like Kolamosiv Goreya. The more you have, so the more it's less. So if an animal has an extra one, you view it as if it's missing one. Yeter Kenatul Dami. And therefore, that would be the problem. The Rambam uses this principle of Yeter Kenatul Dami in a very surprising context. Right? That's a halacha enuchas treifus. And all of a sudden, the Rambam in Hilchus, Sefer Torah. The Rambam says, what if I have a Sefer Torah, but besides just having the Sefer Torah, I also sew, klop onto it, and I have a whole Tanakh. I have a whole Tanakh with the Sefer Torah. Says the Rambam, in the end of Perek Zion of Hilchus Sefer Torah, Krach ze, sheishbo Sefer Torah, Nevi'im uksuvim, ein kedushaso kikdusha Sefer Torah. It loses its kedusha Sefer Torah. Elo kechumash minachumashim. Like a printed sefer. Din hayeter kedin achaser. Yeter kenatul dami. The Rambam quotes in Hilchus Sefer Torah. Right? If you have too much, you have more than a Sefer Torah, it loses its status. It loses its kedusha. Fascinating. That's the end of Perek Zion in Hilchus Sefer Torah. Okay, we continue though now. Last line. So the last suggestion was, maybe there's a difference is whether the animal lost his kidney before Shechita, then it would be pasul. If it lost it after Shechita, then it would be okay. So v'lachar Shechita, kodom kabbalah mishari. If it lost it after Shechita, it's still going to be kosher. V'yamar abzeira, amarav. What do you mean? Hatsorim ozim b'habachpar. We had back in Zvachim. If an animal becomes a balmum during the Dalal Avodos, Hatsorim ozim apar, v'yakar kibel damo. Let's say I did Shechita on a perfect animal, and then I make a mum in the animal's ear, and then I do kabbalas adam. I do it very fast. Right? So then that pasul. Shenemar v'lokachat midam apar, hapar shahaya kfar. So what you're telling me that if it lost the kidney after Shechita, then it would be kosher? No! An animal can't be a balmum during the avodos. So Ella, kancha chasra kodem kabbalah, kancha chasra lachar kabbalah. No, that marker that we just quoted proves that at least through kabbalah sadam. Remember the dalat avodos? Shechita kabbalah holacha zrika. So at least through kabbalah sadam, it can't be a balmum. Says the Gemara, that's also not true. Liachar kabbalah kodem zrika mishari? What, before zrika? It would be a problem. The Atanya said, "Tamim zachar ben shana yelachem she tamim ben shana b'shah shchita." Uminayin b'kabbalah v'alacha v'azaya. How do I know that it has to stay straight through? Tamalomar yeah, yishayu kol avayosav tam uben shana. All of its havayos. So the word yeah, it has to be true and the same state, both in terms of tam and in terms of age. It can't become older in between. So, question mark. So, how can we suggest, again, that the earlier brisa that says that if it only has one kidney is kosher, is if it loses the kidney sometime during the process, you see from here that it's possible it has to have the kidney throughout. So, Gemara answer, no, tirgama aben shana. When it says yihiyeh, that it's got to be the same throughout, that's only going on the age issue, not going on the tam issue. The tam issue maybe only applies through Kabbalah. This also makes sense that you don't need it to be tam through the zrika, because the following brisa says a beferish. Detanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, call us lachem shetreb Torah. Shinish tayim and kazayis batzer or kazayis chela. If you have a karban and you're about to do the zrika and something happened to the animal, all you have left is a little bit of meat, flesh to eat, or a little bit of chelav to burn. Zorek es adam, that's good enough. So you see, you could do the zrika even if the whole animal's missing. Shma amina, right? That's the so you know that. Shmamina must be that the balmum, it can only not be a balmum through Kabbalah, but after that it can be. There's a question in the Achronim, what is the halacha of a balmum, let's say, after Shechita? Is that a regular din of balmum? If the animal gets a mum after Shechita, it's like balmum! Like it got a balmum when it was alive. Or is there something different, the special din, that you have to have the animal the same, not mishum balmum, but you have to have the animal the same, you know, for Kabbalah Saddam. There's a question the Achronim discuss, whether it's a din miyuchad or it is something related to the balmum elements of earlier. Says the Gemara, finishing this section, umiika midi the b'shas shchita havi ben shanu b'shas kabbalah v'alach havi ben shnei shanim. What is the Gemara even excluding? Could the animal change age during the process that you have to exclude it and say that would be puzzle? How could the animal change age or the same day? Ah, my Rava Zoso Meres shows poslos bekachim. This opinion must hold that hours posel and kachim, meaning you don't look when you figure out kachim how old an animal is. You don't go by the day; you go by the hour. If he was born at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, so you have to, it has to be 8 days old at that time. Or if you need an animal that it has to be a 1 year old, it has to be a 2 year old, an ashram, whatever it is, you go by that time. Shows therefore it could change mamish right in the middle of the avoda. This is a discussion. We're not going to do it now, but just keep in mind, this is a discussion that poskim have when it comes to pidyon haben, when it comes to bar mitzvah, in terms of, do you go by the halachic day? Even if the kid, let's say the kid is born at 5 minutes before shkia, but do you say in his bar mitzvah year, he's ready bar mitzvah when the day starts, or not? So we're generally makel. We're generally makel and say yes, right? When the day, halachic day starts, you don't need me'es l'es. That's what we apply bar mitzvah. Pidyon haben is also a discussion. When do you count the day? We always do it by day 31. That's the Ashkenazic custom. Day 31. Okay. So, lema katanoi. Let's go back and say this issue that we mentioned before of Rav Achdavoy. Rashi says, we're going back to the original question of Rav Achdavoy, who had the question before about mechusar aver mi bifnim. So maybe that is a machlokas tanon as follows. Umach lekasis v'nasa v'karus. These are all different types of mutilations of the aver hazachar. So kulan bebeitzim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all of these are problematic in the beitzim, in the actual testicles of the. Now we're talking about of the animals. Bebeitzim v'lo begid. So the Gemara bebeitzim and not v'lo begid, not in the actual aver. Ema ap bebeitzim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Because on the gid, it's more visible, the mum, on the animal. So is it, he say, only in beitzim? No. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that these mumin, if it's cut, if it's crushed, all the different types of mumin, they apply on all parts of the aver, on the aver itself and on the beitzim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kulam begid. No, only on the gid they apply. Because that's where it's more visible. Inside the sack is not as visible. So it's not going to be a mum. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he splits. Ma'uch v'kasus, the crushed type of mumin afbeitzim. Nasuk v'karus, those are not visible inside, so begid in v'beitzim lo. So three different shitas. So what's this machlokas about? So my lab haka miflagi. Maybe the machlokas is about our issue. Demar, sovar, kisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron. One opinion holds that if it's an internal organ, that's the mum, that's shmei chisaron. That's the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda. Umar sovar, lo shmei chisaron. Right, so maybe that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, that works for Shita 1 and 2, but what about Shita 3? The Tizbra, Rabbi Yossi, Micah Sovereign, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Why does he split? Ika Sovereign Chisaron, Mibifnim, Shmei Chisaron, Afilu Nasuch, Vakaris Nami. If internal problems are problems, then he should apply all. The Ika Sovereign, Lo Shmei Chisaron, Afilu Mofakas Nami Lo. Why does he split that two of them are good inside the sack and two of them are not? So Ella really says the Gemara, there's a different issue at stake here. Ella hacha b'mumin sheva galui kamiflaki. The machlokas is, how do you determine a mum sheva galui? How do you determine? Not, if it's inside, is that good enough? No, the determine is, what is mum sheva galui? Rabbi Yehuda, savar, Rabbi Yehuda, who says they're all mumin, savar ma'uch v'kasas, havi muma demichvitzan. Even crushed inside is going to be a mum, because you're going to be able to see it. Michvitzan, it's going to get small, it's going to get shriveled up. Nasak v'kares havimuma tahatalyan. Nasak v'kares also, if it's inside and it's cut and it's detached, one is also going to be able to see that if one looks closely. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, no. Mafakasas lo avimuma, if it's crushed inside, it's not going to be a mum to make karnamis in the mikvatsanka. Sometimes it's shriveled up even without the mum. So nasa vakaras lo avimuma to make karnamis in the Italian. Sometimes it's hanging even if it is not cut. So therefore, it's not a considered a mumin. The Rishis Bikurim says, in Lumdis, do you go by ri'iyah or do you also need yediyah? If it looks like a mum, but sometimes healthy animals also have this physical look. So the Tanna Kamma says, all you need is Re'iyah. The second opinion says, no, of course you need is Yediyah. Here, it might not be a problem, so you need also Yediyah. Rabbi Yossi Savari splits, Ma'uch v'kasas havimum adales nehu, Ma'uch v'kasas are mum, because once they're crushed, they don't exist. And therefore, that's a mum. Nasach v'kars lo havimum adales nehu. They're there, they're just detached. They're just detached, and therefore, it is not a problem. I guess we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will... continue, Beth Hashem, on Monday. Again, no shir on Sunday. Beth Hashem, we will continue on Monday with Daf Mem Beis. Everybody should have a good Chanukah Shabbos and Chanukah Sameach.